Hi, welcome everybody. This is Angel Resendez, Esteban Rodriguez, and we're here to welcome you to the No Holds Barred podcast. And today we have quite the interesting subject to talk about here. Esteban, you want to tell the people what we're going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about the Confederate flag and Confederacy in general.
Oh yeah, boys! Hell yeah! All right, so let's cut to the chase. Let's just get to the meat and potatoes of all this. So, Confederate flag, all right, been around for, well, like 200 years now, about to be 200 years, you know, Civil War era, all that, was, you know, all that that happened all that time ago. So, you know, you've already heard, you know, what's been going on, like, the past 2 years, right, with the whole Confederate flag, why it's been brought back up into conversation.
Yep.
So, what's going on is that statues and monuments, you know, of like Civil War, like, what were they, like generals, you know, leaders, stuff like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they're mostly generals and leaders.
Yeah, so what's going on, they're taking those statues down, statues that have been on for like, what, like about 100 years or so, around like that time.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're just, like, taking them down, you know, like you could even see videos on social media. They have, like, cranes tying them with rope and just taking them down, putting them in storage, I guess. And, you know, for me, I'm just like, okay, like, sure, cool. Like, you know, I mean, like, I wouldn't want Confederate, you know, Southern leaders around in public as statues and monuments being praised as heroes. What about you?
I wouldn't either, honestly. From back then, yeah. History's changed.
It has. But here's where we run into the problem, I guess. Somehow, there's people and a certain group of people. I think you know the people we're talking about.
What, the KKK?
Not really them. They're a race of people. We should. I don't think we need to go into details what race of people.
The white American.
Yes, white America. So, you know, what you'll usually see, and this is what I've been seeing. Well, I mean, I haven't really been seeing it recently, but I did see this, you know, and I still use Facebook a lot. It's like they would post a video of these monuments getting taken down. And then the first comment I always saw was, and this is, I'm being honest right here, it was always an elderly white woman making like a paragraph practically defending the South and Confederacy in general. She'd be like, somehow like, oh my God, you know, the youth today, millennials, they can't handle the truth. They're trying to run away from it because everything's deemed as offensive. And I do agree. I do agree when she says that about this whole, our generation, like millennials, this generation being oversensitive about like, not even just like, the stuff that happened, the truth, you know what I mean? Like, they're running away from the truth, you know, things that actually happened, not stuff that, oh, like, we're just making up in our heads. Like, no, this happened, and it's fact, but they're running away from the truth. They're trying to hide from it. They're trying to act like it never happened, when you can't be doing that, dog. What do you have to say about that?
Honestly, if we take into consideration everything that's happened so far with – not in general of white America, but the mixed racial profiling that's been happening, you know, the blacks, yes, and the whites, mm-hmm, people tied that on to the Confederacy. Then overall, yeah, it's police brutality and stuff. Like, we're a sensitive generation, yes, but overall, in humanity's sake, we're the ones who either can change or break the world, in a sense.
All right, thank you. I mean, I get what you're saying about we can change, you know, we can break this world. But honestly, like, I see this generation of ours, they're more breaking than making, if you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. You know, like, I haven't seen much change, you know what I mean, with all, like what we said in the past. Like, yeah, people are oversensitive. They're just getting, like, scared. They deem it as non-PC. Which, holy crap, like, I just hate that term, PC. Like, I don't – it's just – it's annoying. All right, I keep my – I'm holding back, trying to say what I really want to say, what, you know, all the cuss thing I want to say, but you know, for this one time only, I'm gonna have to hold back.
Well,
we're gone.
Well, if you take the fact that the older generation is still using or defending pretty much the Confederacy with the statues and monuments, if you tie that on to what, like, the Islamic standards itself, like Muslim, everyone thinks it's a race, but in all reality it's a religion, and people are afraid of them just because of videos that they see in terrorist groups, and they all depict them as stereotypical.
I mean, yeah,
it's the same thing as the Confederates. Most people see them as, like, probably just racist white people, but in our reality, some of them actually just see the truth into what they believe in.
What is it they believe in, though? What else do you think the Confederate flag stands for?
Well, it's also because back in the day, you know, they split up the South. That was just the unified flag to them, most of them. Yes, they were racist and all, but also people see that as a unified standard.
I mean, I guess, but we have no use for that flag in 2018, if I'm being real. Like, I don't, like, we're not split up anymore. This isn't North Korea, South Korea, all right?
Okay, that's true. But wait, have you seen the truck in the neighborhood, though?
What?
That truck in the neighborhood with the Confederate flag.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's been going around for like 4 years.
I have not seen that at all.
It's like a red, what is it? I want to say Chevy.
Ultra Chevy.
But it has the Confederate flag and the U.S. flag in the back of it.
You're repping the U.S., but you still want to show your like Confederacy side.
Yeah, I think that honestly, that truck alone triggers a lot of people.
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially, I could have imagined that truck during the walkout back like 2 years ago we had.
Yeah, it's like, what, like, why? It brings up so many questions towards the school. Like, are we in a safe school? You know, just like, what's this? What's that? And it brings up questions towards like racial, like the blacks, the Mexicans. It brings up things like, what if that person's racist? Yada yada and stuff.
Yeah,
if there's more of them.
Like, okay, like let's throw in like, I know over the years it's been, you know, the Confederate flag, it's been deemed as, you know, this racist flag. You know, we've already talked about that now. Like, I think what really kind of was like the final nail in the coffin for all of this was the whole Charleston church shooting, you know, with Dylann Roof, that whole
incident. Yeah, that brought up so much controversy.
Yeah, which was only 2015. God, like,
that was 3 years ago.
It feels like it was like, I don't know, it feels short, but at the same time, it feels so long ago. I don't know. It's kind of weird. That's how time really is. But yeah, like that whole incident, I remember finding out. I was in like eighth grade. I remember seeing it like on Univision on like 33, you know, no cable. You know, I'm repping no cable over here. You know, they're talking about it. I saw some videos on Facebook as well. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, this white boy just comes in out of nowhere, starts blasting people, killing 9 African Americans. And then, like, it's so weird because you look him up now, and when the motives, it literally states in his motives was white supremacy. He wanted to start a race war. And you can literally, I'm not kidding, when you look up Dylann Roof on Google, what, like, the third picture that pops up is him repping a Confederate flag. Like, he's holding it over his shoulder. I don't know if you've seen that photo.
I have.
And, yep. Like,
I think that's what brought the Confederacy and white supremacy back from 2015 up to now. It's pretty much been past events where, like, people who had Confederate flags, you know?
Oh, just like how Backstreet's back, Confederacy's back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, oh my god, man, like, it's just like, you know, it's funny because like even in video games, like, they're all like, even people with the Confederate flag are all depicted as like these white redneck trailer trash inbred white people. Like, I literally remember being 6 years old playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories on the PSP, and every time I walked into the gun shop, there was like a huge Confederate flag in there, and literally just like the gun store owner was a like an overweight white man with like chops and he was awesome. He had a leather jacket. Yeah, so you can obviously see even in video games back all those years ago, they're still stereotyped as that.
Yeah, they're stereotyped as racist, but some of them aren't. This is kind of.
I think every single one of them are racist. I don't know how you can.
I'm not going to defend them. I'm just saying, in my own opinion, I feel like there's two sides to it, and we're only seeing the one side that we want to believe in. Like, I'm not gonna go ahead and say like, oh hey, this person's not racist just because they have the Confederate flag. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna sugarcoat someone's truth or identity that they want to believe in. I'm just gonna give them straight up. Okay, I think that person's racist. I'm not gonna try to bother with it. That's my own. Literally, I'm not gonna lie. Seeing a Confederate flag would scare me.
Yep.
Hey, I mean, it should scare me more. I'm like, what, 10, 20 shades of brown darker than you? I literally look like, hey, you walk up to me, they're going to assume my name's Jose. That's how it is. You know, living with dark skin. Anyways, like, okay. I get what you're trying to say. You know, not all of them are bad people. I feel like this is just like, I feel like the majority, like 90%,
yeah, majority wise, all of them are like racist and white supremacist around that like, type of area.
This is like that like episode one of Goblin Slayer when the priest.
Okay, Angel, stay on.
It's gonna relate to this. It's gonna connect to this. It's like when the priestess asked Goblin Slayer, like, oh. What if there's a good goblin? And then Goblin Slayer's like, oh, maybe there is if you look really hard. I feel like that literally is the same thing. If you look really hard, maybe you'll find one person who reps the Confederate flag and is not racist whatsoever. Like, I feel like that's like, it's like a trillionth of a trillionth of a chance that you'll find that.
Like a 1% chance in of all her population.
It's funny because all the same people I saw like defending the Confederate flag, saying how like we shouldn't be taking them down, are the same people who have a Confederate flag as their banner on Facebook, are either holding a gun, support Trump, have this little like photo cover over their profile picture that says, "I stand for the flag, I kneel for the cross." Have you seen it around?
I have.
Or all four. They're doing all four. I've met some woman who's like who's literally repping all four of those. Oh, like it comes. It just reminds me of this meme. You know, it has to do with the Confederate flag. Like, I don't know if you saw it. I mean, I don't know if it was really a meme. It was more like a those like little photo. You know, like someone will post a photo on Twitter. They'll caption it and they'll retweet it. Like caption something else. Like. It was a picture. It was like this girl, and she was like in their like ceramics class, a pottery class, and like what they had to do is they had to make like a cube. It was like a cube by like a foot by one foot by 1 foot, on all sides, like length, width, and height. And like the point was that you had to make a cube and you had to paint it and make it look like you had to paint a flag on each side. So you know each four sides, top and the bottom, paint like a flag, like any of your choosing, you know, Japan, China, U.S. And it was funny because she took a photo of this white girl who made her little like ceramic cube, and on all sides she made like a Confederate flag, and literally the girl was like, "Are you kidding me right now? Like, are you actually serious? You're doing that?" And literally the next photo was her like it was like broken, shattered on the floor, and she just captioned it, "Oops." And you know, I thought it was funny, but literally the first comment on there, oh my God. God, it got me like, I was just like, are you serious right now, dude? Like, it was like a woman, yes, white woman. She was like, how dare she do that? She destroyed her property. She should be put in jail. Like, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, she's literally like, oh my God, you destroyed her property. How dare you? I'm like, okay, I was about to say the N-word right there. I was like, dude, we're in a high school ceramics class. Like, calm down, all right? Like, oh my God, dude.
still just out of control. What do you have to say about it?
Honestly, the epidemic about the Confederate flag stuff is just, it's annoying, but it also just brings up so much controversy about the world today.
Yeah. Like,
here's my thing, okay? Well, I do agree, yeah, like, you know, this generation is like, you know, they're pretty weak, they're too soft, you know, like, they deem everything offensive. But, like, still, though, like, having, you know, monuments of, like, Confederate, like, war generals, that's a big no-no. It's like if you went to, like, I don't know, just some country in the Middle East, and in the middle of the town, you plant a statue of, like, Jesus Christ being nailed on a wooden cross. You're just like, no, what are you doing? Like, the same thing over here. Like, I this is what I've been saying for a while now. How about instead of a statue of some Confederate war general, why not make a statue of, like, something, like a symbol, something that, like, symbolizes, you know, like the people that died during that time, you know, like the slaves, the soldiers, you know, who laid down their lives to, you know, protect, you know, like to end slavery, you know, have something there that just represents all the pain and suffering, you know, slaves went through and all the sacrifices that were made. But, you know, like, well, at the same time, they're being remembered. They're being, you know, like, you just remembered. And at the same time, it'll also represent the things that happened all those years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why we can't just do that. You know what I, like, it's just like, why I don't, we don't need that. We don't need Confederate monuments. We don't need Confederate statues in 2018, you know, around there. It's just like, we don't need that, okay?
Well, you got to take into consideration, most of them say we're sensitive and we don't understand the past, and that's like to bring it up, the monuments. But in our reality, if you wanted to do something like that, we already have enough stuff to like connect the past to the Confederacy and just like slavery in general. So what's the point? We have movies, we have pictures, we have everything about the times of like slavery and how bad it was.
But we have the technology.
Yeah, pretty much we have the resources. It's just that I don't want to say they're incompetent about taking down the statues because, like, they really don't want to for no apparent reason. I'm not going to lie. I want to cuss right now. But
I want to go hard.
But overall, they're just plain retarded, right? I'm going to use the hard retarded.
Oh, you said the R word, how dare you?
All right. Because they literally can't function without showing white supremacy in a world where everyone's supposed to be equal. Where's the equality in this? There's no equality in a world where white supremacy still exists.
But they still claim that racism is slowly fading away.
Yeah, just like, it's not. It's coming back. It's coming back faster than anything else. It's the most growing epidemic today.
If anything, it never went away. It never went away.
It just dialed down to where it never went onto the radar until like police brutality just like brought it up even more. Then after that, shootings and everything now are connected towards racism. Mostly everything now is connected towards racism. Like,
yes.
From going through slavery times all the way up to then, yes, there was segregation, racism. But when we got into, like, the early 90s, 2000s, that all started to go away. It started to dial down a little bit, you know? Then, like, 2010, that's when it started all coming back up again. It started becoming the raging epidemic. Then when Trump became presidency, that even sparked the fuse for everyone. Because he is a racist president towards Mexicans.
Hey, whoa, hey, people think he's not racist.
People can believe. They're trying to see the good. They're not trying to see the bad. They're not seeing what's good for this country. He literally believes he has the power in the world to do anything.
I feel like the people who think Trump aren't racist are the same people who think the Holocaust didn't happen.
Oh no!
And they're also our Patriot fans. They believe that Tom Brady doesn't cheat. You can link all three of those. Right,
we need to wrap this up though.
No, hold on. Wait, there's a little bit more.
All right.
Okay, yeah, so boom, after Civil War, like, you read the article, there was, like, that we read in class, there were still people, like, they were still getting, like, beat to death, lynched, you know, all that. They were, like, if nothing even changed. And, like, okay, after that, boom, okay, we're in the 1900s, okay, you know, World War One, World War Two, you know. So, like, we still have segregation. Are we just going to forget the KKK? Is it still a thing?
It is still a thing.
In 2018, there's still a thing. I remember it was like so long ago, this was like years ago, but I remember there was like a documentary or it was something like that. Where it was like the KKK, they're like giving out food and stuff like that. And it was just like everyone who walked by were just like, what the hell is this? Like people who came up, they're like, what is going on? And the KKK people, they're like, oh yeah, like we're just up. They're saying like, oh, you know, no, we're not racist. You know, we're just trying to, you know, give food. We're trying to go donate to charity. And like, even though they might have been doing that, even though, like, they might.
In all reality.
Maybe they're just, like, putting a facade that, oh, yeah, we're good people now. No, dog. Like, the things they did, like, no, it's not, that's never going
away. It's the past. It's literally the past.
And, like, yeah, dude, and what you said about the whole police brutality, like, that's still a thing, you know. It's just, things didn't change. The only thing that changed was slavery was ended. And I guess you can say Jim Crow laws and all that, but, you know, racism, it's been there. It's always been here. It's just, it kind of, I wouldn't say died down, but it went under the radar for, like, towards the 90s, early 2000s. It wasn't until, like, 2010 where, like, okay, yeah, stuff got amped up to 100, and here we are today, you know.
Yeah.
Confederate monuments, Confederate flag, oh, whether it's offensive or not. It's just one big mess. It's not going to go away.
It's wrapped this up though.
I can, you know what I consider millennials and like our generation, like Generation Z. Is that what we're called? Generation Z?
I think. Generation Zeta or something.
I don't know. Something like that. I consider both of those generations. I consider us the worst generation, like in One Piece. The worst generation. No, dude, we can keep talking. We can keep it just a little bit longer. We got this. So,
we're like, already at the almost 22-minute mark.
Dude, Ms. Montoya said there was a group a few years ago that did like a whole hour. Okay, obviously you're not going to do a whole hour because I got stuff to do, but we're going to make it a little longer.
All right.
Like, it just like, I'm going to mention that again about people being too soft, being too sensitive about everything. Like, it's not even just the Confederate flag that was really being kind of a, you know, like, affected here, you know, but being argued about that. I mean, it's also just, like, it kind of leans back to, like World War II, you know, in a way. Like, because, okay, you know, in World War II, we had, yes, you know, black people did serve in the military, but, you know, they were, like, separated in different, like, platoons. You know, there was, like, whites and African-Americans. That's just how it was back then. And, like, I think if you, like, look at the Confederate flag during those times, like, what do you think they had to say about that in, like, the 40s? Like, because I know racism still exists. You know, I've read books. I've read first witness accounts of, you know, 1940s segregation, you know, even during World War II, when, like, you need as many men as possible. They're still being, you know, like, still being discriminated against, even in the time of war, you know, you need to be together, you know, fight a common foe. They're still being discriminated against.
Yeah.
It just, oh God, it just, this is going to slow out, this is going to slowly turn into like what's going on in my World War II video games of women fighting on the front lines, you know, quick scoping British soldiers, blue and pink hair, but like, yeah, oh God, like it just bad PTSD from the Battlefield 5 launch trailer. You know, that pink-haired lesbian cyborg chick that was quick scoping British soldiers out of buildings with one arm.
God. Was there ever a video game that related towards, like, the Civil War?
Call of Duty Civil War, dude. They gotta make that.
Because honestly, if they did, that would just be like another kind of thing to like show how slavery was and everything.
You know, it's funny because just today in classroom, when I said we should have made for artistic representation, we should have made a video game where you play as a slave who's finally had enough and decides to rebel, and you just walk around like in Doom. You're playing the Doom music. You're just carrying like a Winchester rifle, running around murdering plantation owners, other white folks. And the final big boss demon would be like...
Be General Lee. Like,
be General Lee, but he's like some inbred, like deformed product, because, you know, yeah.
Then you have the Confederate storyline where you have to assassinate Abraham Lincoln.
You play as one of the white men who like enslaved Solomon North from 12 years of slave.
I mean, that movie alone like just brought up like how bad it was.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Jaime, if you're listening to this, remember when you were laughing at that scene where the girl was getting whipped through a
bathroom? You remember when he was pro-slavery?
I know, dude. Like, what was wrong with you, man? Like, you were laughing as she was getting whipped, and like, dude,
let's wrap up this podcast for now.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you everyone who's listening to this. You know, it's just we couldn't say all the things we wanted to say because, you know, this has to be presented.
Language barrier, PG-13.
Language barrier, but just know the next time we do this, it's not going to be, we're going to no holds barred. Hey, that's the name of our podcast. But thank you everyone who listened. You know, it's pretty fun experience. You know, I never did a podcast. It's like my first time. It's pretty cool. What about you?
It's pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Should we publish this? Because it says we can do this on this app.
Yeah, we can.
You think we should? I mean, if it's too complicated to do, then just don't. But if it just is like a simple push of a button, then just
it is a simple push of the button.
Okay, well, let's just all right. Just title it. Just title it the No Holds Barred. All right.
Let's wrap this up though.
All right, later.
All right. So, well, do you want to say a few words before we like cut this off? Thanks for tuning in.
All I really want to say is just if you're out here, I mean, if you're listening, and if you're out there repping the Confederate flag, just stop. Okay, just stop. We don't need that anymore. Like that shouldn't. How are these? You know what's so stupid? Oh my. Okay, hold on. Let me just say this again. So let me get this straight. Swastikas are completely banned in Germany, but the Confederate flag
is in bed right here.
It's still a thing here. Like, if anything, they're like World War II, Civil War. Yeah, you know, Jews being the targets of World War II, blacks, African Americans, even minorities in general. During the Civil War, like you see the connections here.
Yeah,
I'm just Germany is so stupid.
It's literally just that one topic.
I actually just want to go to Germany now and just run around with the swastika flag.
All right. Well, okay. This has been Esteban Rodriguez and Angel Resendez from the No Holds Barcast.
Podcast.
Whatever. I said barcast on accident. I don't know why.
Well, one more thing.
One more thing. What?
High School DxD is the GOAT.
Well, we'll see you guys in the next podcast, hopefully.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Thank you.